Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We like to give you PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to kind of get you, give you a boot. As you start your day.
Oh.
With Jakey.
That's fun. You going? Guy.
I got the pee today. I never get the pee.
Okay.
I get the pee, though. One guy's TikTok video just saved a small family bakery from closing. This is a fantastic story. The bakery is called Sweet 220 in Metro Detroit. They've been struggling lately, but then a content creator, a TikTok dude, named Chow Down Detroit.
Okay.
So good. Paid a visit and gave some love to their amazing cupcakes, and overnight the business just went crazy. So says this story. Oh. You should watch the video, Katie. You're such a foodie.
Yeah.
Killer looking cupcakes.
Really
big, bombastic. They're like those donut companies that do really weird donuts and everything.
Yep.
That's what these cupcakes are like.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
So anyway, the video is just fantastic. So heartwarming because there's a line out the door and down the street to grab this dude's cupcakes.
Well, I love it because so many local businesses, especially mom and pop run shops like that, are feeling the effects of everything rising in price. And for someone to help them out like that, like, I love people working together. I'm going to help you. You're going to help. We're going to help each other.
I love that for cupcakes.
Yeah, that's how you cupcake. I don't know if you know, but that's how you cupcake.
It's a cupcake community.
I dig it. I dig that a lot.
I know you do. I know you
okay,
dig it.
Okay, I'm going to bring it down just a little bit. Are you ready for it?
I
and really
so.
Just a message to parents everywhere. This coming from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the Hershey Zoo America in Hershey Park, right? So what happened was a young couple and their little toddler were hanging out in the wolf exhibit over there, and their toddler squeezed under a fence and made their way to the wolves. Now, they didn't get in the wolf's enclosure, but there's a cage front in the wolf's habitat, right? And so this little toddler reached his hand in to pet the wolf, and the wolf instinctively bit it. Like, and that's what the guys, the zoo people are like, he wasn't being aggressive. This is what they do when people put things in there. Like, they think it's food, so they're going to bite it. And he didn't even, like, bite it super hard. I mean, obviously, the kid cried, and he does have some injuries. It appears that he's going to be okay. But the parents is who everyone's really looking at, because while all this was happening, while this little kid made his way up to the wolves, the parents were 25 to 30 feet away on their phones.
No. I'm shocked by this.
On their phones.
On the Instagrams.
Now, the police department had to get involved. So according to the Derry Township Police Department, now these parents each face one count of endangering the welfare of a child. And again, they had multiple people in this vicinity watching it happen. They also have cameras. They also can look at the parents' phones and see that they were on their phones when it happened. And it's just a really good story for parents. Because that's the thing. Things can happen. We've all been in the situation where your kid darts somewhere and you don't know where they are.
You lose track of them.
But
they could be eaten by wolves.
Exactly. Our phones are such distractions. So they're saying, really, especially if you're at the zoo.
They're probably watching cupcake videos from Chow Down Detroit is what they were doing.
And I can't be mad. Like, I can be mad because you had a child with you, but it can happen so easily. So they're just saying, if you're at the zoo, make sure
love
you're
this
always
warning from you.
Watching your children. There you go.
Let this be a lesson to parents everywhere.
Yes.
Get your nose out of your phone or your children can be eaten by a wild animal at the zoo.
You're welcome. Love, Katie.
Love, Katie. All right, what's the interesting?
All right, we're going to bring this back with some sweet news. Gen Z, they are leading all generations in daily sweet treat consumptions. And this is something that I cannot stand. My younger sister is part of the Gen Z, and all she ever talks about is wanting a sweet treat after lunch, after dinner. And what's interesting about this is a study came out of like 10,000 people saying when they prefer their sweet treats. And baby boomers were after dinner around 7 p.m. Gen Xers moved up a little bit. They said, we like it in the evening, but sometimes after lunch. Mm-hmm. Gen Zers are literally anytime.
Yeah,
hey, I'll
day.
Wake up and have a sweet treat. After breakfast, I'll have a snack. It's insane.
Thick.
I don't understand this. And my family, my younger siblings in my family, like, they're the exact same way. They're the always wanting a sweet treat. I was just with my younger family.
A lot of cavities.
So many cavities. Yeah. I was just with them from out of town. And it didn't matter what time. We had breakfast on Saturday. And they're like, does anybody want, like, Dairy Queen sweet treat afterwards?
Yeah.
And
I was
like,
you guys want a box of Nerds?
Well, it's 9:30.
And something else that they did is they turned it into a reward for themselves.
That's what
treat
it is.
Yourself with a treat.
When you do something good, it's like, oh, I should get a little sweet treat. I deserve a little sweet treat.
Yeah. And I think this comes
from social media.
Yeah, I think this comes from social media. This is a huge TikTok phase where they're showing you different made sweet treats. They have those dirty sodas now where you mix, you know, different drinks together.
Detroit cupcakes.
Yes,
Detroit cupcakes.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Is your sister getting a little thick, though?
His sister's beautiful. Both of the sisters are beautiful.
There's one that's right.
They're both beautiful. What do you mean?
I haven't seen them in a minute.
And your mom's pretty, too.
Are they getting thick?
Listen.
Are your sisters
thick? No, they're fine.
They're gorgeous.
They're thick.
His sisters are super pretty. Jeremy, stop.
Why you gotta ask that, dude?
I know.
Thick.
Let
me see your current picture of your sister. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
I know.
Was
poor
fun.
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Your sisters are pretty.
Send that to me.
Okay. All right.